KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Well, 2 years ago, James Morris was thrown into the mix as a true freshman. Now the junior linebacker is expected to be one of the leaders for the Iowa defense. The Solon native started all 12 games a year ago, and he tied for the team lead in tackles.
I just want us, you know, to be tough, hardworking Iowa defense. You know, the way they played in the past, you know, when Iowa was going to BCS games and winning BCS bowls, you know, that's what I want, and that's what everybody wants. And you know, I just want people to know that, you know, if they're going to beat Iowa, we're going to make them beat us. You know, we're not going to give them anything. That'd be the biggest thing.
There are several new faces on the defensive line this season, but Morris says they are not approaching it like they're replacing anybody.
I mean, everybody has a position. And so, you know, if you try to look at it as anything more than that, I think you could end up doing maybe more harm than good. You know, you try to be something you're not. So really all we want people to do is do their job. And I feel like the way our defense is set up, if people do their job, we're going to be fine.
Morris says one benefit of having a few years of experience is that he's learned how to take care of his body.
You know, these practices are extremely physical. We don't practice like this during the season. So, I mean, a lot of guys get nicked up in camp. So it's just important to make sure you take care of your body. And that's a huge thing that, you know, I've learned since I was a freshman is, you know, your freshman year at camp, you don't really know how to manage your time effectively. And, you know, your head's kind of spinning. But, you know, now I feel like I've got a good plan. And every second I get, I'm either sleeping or I'm in the treatment or in the training room, you know, getting treatment, you know, just getting myself ready for the next practice.
Well, the Hawkeyes open up their season September 1st in Chicago's Soldier Field against Northern Illinois. You can catch Hawkeye football all season long here on KJAN. Well, if you set out to build a prototype tight end, you might very well end up with Iowa's C.J. Fedorowicz. The 6'7", 265-pound junior seems poised for a breakout season. Fedorowicz played in all 13 games as a true freshman in 2010, but did not catch a pass. He didn't do much to distinguish himself early last season, but caught 12 passes for 105 yards and 3 touchdowns in the last 4 games. He became a receiver that quarterback James Vandenberg could depend upon, and he also improved his blocking. He finished the season with 16 catches for 167 yards. Drake sophomore linebacker Travis Merritt says the Bulldogs are far from satisfied as they get ready for the upcoming season. Drake finished 9-2 overall in 2011, and they want to share the Pioneer Football League championship.
I think a lot of the guys know that we still have some unfinished business. We didn't have it outright. It was still a co-championship, and there's still definitely some work to do, and there's a lot more that we can gain going into this next season.
Merritt was the PFL Freshman Defensive Player of the Year after finishing second on the team in tackles. There have been several changes on the coaching staff, including a new coordinator on defense. Brad McCaslin spent the past 14 years on the staff at Nebraska Omaha.
The transition period is always a little tough. I mean, you don't really know what to expect because you got a new guy coming in. You don't know what their expectations are versus the other coach. But like I said earlier, I think it's just kind of an advantage because you've been in one defense, you've been in another. You can kind of take good things from one, good things from the new one, and put it together and make it even better.
Drake opens up their season August 30th against Grandview. In NFL news, Miami Dolphins coach Joe Philbin says the decision to release six-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Chad Johnson wasn't based on any single incident and wasn't made to send a message. Philbin said the Dolphins simply decided the fit was wrong for both the team and Johnson. The Dolphins terminated Johnson's contract Sunday night, about 24 hours after he was arrested in a domestic battery case involving his wife. The incident also caused VH1 to cancel plans for a reality show featuring Johnson and his wife. Elsewhere around the NFL, Tennessee Titans coach Mike Munchak says quarterback Jake Locker will get his first start of the preseason Friday against Tampa Bay. The plan calls for Locker and Matt Hasselbeck to play longer than they did in the opener, with Locker going about 20 to 25 plays with the offense. Guard T.J. Lang has agreed to a 4-year contract extension with the Green Bay Packers. He started 15 games at left guard and one at right tackle in 2011 after an injury to regular right tackle Brian Bulaga. Philadelphia cornerback Nnamdi Asomugha was evaluated for a concussion after colliding with teammate Nate Allen during a training camp session on Monday. Asomugha also left with a lacerated lip and a sore neck as a result of the mid-air collision, which occurred on a pass play during a 7-on-7 period. New York Giants wide receiver Hakeem Nicks can start practicing with the team after being taken off the physically unable to perform list. Nicks missed the first 2 weeks of training camp at the University at Albany while completing rehabilitation on a broken right foot that he hurt in May during organized team activities. Colts coach Chuck Pagano says starting inside linebacker Pat Angerer could miss at least 6 weeks because of a broken foot. Last year's leading tackler suffered the injury in Sunday's exhibition win over the Rams. Pagano also says backup linebacker Scott Lutris will need season-ending surgery after a torn ACL, while starting offensive guard Mike McGlynn will be out indefinitely because of a high ankle sprain. Saints assistant head coach Joe Vitt says running back Darren Sproles will not play in the next preseason game against Jacksonville Friday night because of knee soreness. Sproles was one of several players who sat out Monday's practice, the first since the Saints played at New England last Thursday night. Louisiana State Police say an investigation has found no evidence at this time that the Saints or general manager Mickey Loomis rigged the Superdome wiring so opposing coaches' radio communications could be intercepted. Colonel Mike Edmondson says state police investigators have run an extensive probe in connection with the FBI since the eavesdropping allegations surfaced in news reports in April. The St. Louis Rams are scrapping plans to play home games in London in 2013 and 2014. The team cites a need to focus on improvements to their stadium. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa Cubs have announced that the state baseball tournament will remain at Principal Park through 2015. The two groups signed the agreement to extend the current contract that expires in 2013. The home of the Iowa Cubs, with all the amenities of professional baseball, has been a popular destination for teams and fans since the tournament moved to the capital city in 2005. Paid attendance through the past 8 years has averaged over 30,700. From 1997 to 2004, tournament average attendance was a little over 18,000 at split sites. Executive Director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, Rick Wolko, said that the association prides itself in providing the best possible venues for students participating in a championship event. And without question, Principal Park is the finest baseball facility in Iowa and allows us to give their teams and fans in each of the four classes the thrill of playing in a professional facility. Sam Burnaby, the president and general manager of the Iowa Cubs, said the Iowa Cubs, the city of Des Moines, and the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau are proud and privileged to host the Iowa High School State Baseball Championships. The past 8 years have been a tremendous partnership, and they look forward to extending that relationship. In Major League Baseball action, the New York Yankees didn't miss CeCe Sabathia Monday night, not with Nick Swisher hitting grand slams before their newest pitcher tossed four scoreless innings. The Yanks won a battle of American League division leaders as Nick Swisher's slam in the third allowed the Bombers to turn a 2-0 deficit into an 8-2 rout of the Rangers. Derek Lowe gave up just two hits in his first Yankees appearance just hours after he signed with the team. Also in the American League, Tampa Bay remains 5 games back of the East-leading Yankees as Justin Upton hit a 2-run homer in the Rays' 4-1 verdict over Seattle. Toronto beat the White Sox 3-2 on David Cooper's RBI single in the bottom of the 11th inning. Adam Dunn of the White Sox leads the majors with 33 homers after hitting two more. The White Sox still lead the Central by 2 games over Detroit after the Tigers were beaten 9-3 by Minnesota. Justin Masterson scattered 6 hits in 6 shutout innings as Cleveland dumped the Angels 6-2. In the National League, the Nationals expanded their lead in the East while San Francisco fell into a first-place tie with Los Angeles out west. Danny Espinosa went 4-for-6 with a 2-run homer, 3 RBIs, and 3 runs scored to lead Washington's 21-hit attack in a 14-2 thrashing of the Giants. That was more than enough offense for Gio Gonzalez, who picked up his 15th win, tying for the National League lead. The rout gives the Nats a 6-game lead now over the Braves. Now, the Dodgers were 5-4 winners at Pittsburgh behind Shane Victorino's 2-run homer and 3 RBIs. Matt Kemp added 2 hits for the Dodgers, who also moved within a game and a half of the Pirates for one of the 2 National League wildcard spots. Atlanta suddenly has a 2-game losing streak after winning 14 out of 17 as Eric Stoltz allowed a run and 2 hits over 7 2/3 innings as the Padres dumped the Braves 4-1. The National League slate also included Philadelphia's 4-0 shutout of Miami. The Cubs won for only the second time in 13 games as Jeff Samardzija struck out a career-high 11 over 7 innings in a 7-1 pounding of Houston. And DJ LeMahieu had a career-high 4 hits as Colorado downed Milwaukee 9-6. Chicago White Sox first baseman Paul Konerko has cleared a battery of post-concussion tests and will resume physical activity today. Konerko was placed on the 7-day disabled list last Friday, 3 days after being accidentally elbowed in the head by Kansas City's Jared Dyson during a close play. He's hitting .316 with 18 homers and 54 RBIs this season. Also in Major League news, Atlanta Braves manager Freddy Gonzalez says he'll go with a 6-man rotation for 2 weeks before deciding on 5 starters for the stretch run. The Braves are in a stretch of playing 20 consecutive days before a day off on August 30th. They currently lead the National League wildcard race and are 4.5 games back of East-leading Washington. The Dodgers have placed third baseman Jerry Hairston Jr. on the 15-day disabled list with a left hip injury, and they recalled Elian Herrera from AAA Albuquerque to take his place. The Minnesota Twins have sent their infielder Tsuyoshi Nishikawa back to AAA Rochester to make room for third baseman Trevor Plouffe, who returned from his rehabilitation assignment with Rochester and was reinstated from the disabled list. One of the most loved athletes in Boston sports history has died as longtime Boston Red Sox fixture Johnny Pesky died Monday at the age of 92. The cause of death is not known. Pesky was a lifetime .307 hitter in 10 major league seasons and compiled a .313 average during his 8 years with the Sox. He helped Boston win the American League pennant in 1946, earning his lone All-Star berth and finishing fourth in the AL MVP balloting after hitting a career-high .335. Pesky later served as a manager, coach, and broadcaster. He recently served as a special instructor as part of his 60-plus year affiliation with the Red Sox. Unofficially, he was the club's goodwill ambassador, and the right field foul pole is known as the Pesky Pole. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Omaha beat Tucson 5-2, while Las Vegas doubled up the Iowa Cubs by a score of 14-7. Well, the Iowa State Cyclones, who advanced to their second NCAA Elite Eight in 2 years last season, opened the 2012 season ranked 10th in the American Volleyball Coaches Association preseason poll. The Cyclones have begun the year ranked in the top 10 once before, ranked 9th at the beginning of the 2010 season. In 2011, Iowa State finished 8th on the year after falling to Florida State in the NCAA regional final match, the second highest year-end ranking in program history. This season looks to be another challenging one on the court for head coach Christy Johnson Lynch and the young Cyclones, who count 7 true freshmen among their 16 team members. The Cyclones will begin the year against 2011 NCAA tournament teams Cincinnati, Florida State, and Tennessee before traveling to last year's NCAA championship finalist Illinois for a couple of matches. Saturday, Iowa State hosts its annual Cardinal and Gold scrimmage. They'll open up the regular season August 24th against Cincinnati at the Comcast Lady Vol Classic in Knoxville, Tennessee. And the Hy-Vee grocery chain is planning to honor athletes with Iowa ties who competed for the United States in the London Olympics. That event will be at 11 o'clock Saturday morning at Drake University's Knapp Center in Des Moines. Hy-Vee says in a news release that confirmed participants include Gabby Douglas, who won 2 gold medals in gymnastics, her coach, Lang Chow, runner Lisa Yule, and Miranda Leek, who competed in archery. Gymnast Sean Johnson will also attend that event. The doors will open for the free event at 10 o'clock Saturday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.